how they're doing on Wall Street, considering comparing to how they are performing.
Discussing the news affecting your money, the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Netflix partnering with Microsoft for a less expensive ad-supported subscription plan for the streaming service. And here to tell us all about it, Tom Lason, the media analyst out of Seattle. So, Tom, what is this partnership and why Netflix and Microsoft?
Netflix announced this idea of a cheaper tier in the spring, and they interviewed Google and Comcast, but of course they have competing streaming services. So Microsoft won this, and they hope to roll it out before the end of 22. Yes, Microsoft is going to have to up its game a little bit as a media sales organization, but like everything else, they hope to solve it with a lot of technology and algorithms to keep those subs engaged.
So what's the benefit here to Netflix? What's the benefit here to Microsoft?
Benefit to Netflix is to try to retain subs. They're on track to lose 2.2 million subs or thereabouts here in the first half of this year. And the interesting thing about this is that, you know, the revenue side comes and goes. Recession comes, people are going to cut down on their subs. People are starting to get to a saturation point and they're going to come and go. But what doesn't come and go is the high expenses associated with producing premium content to get those eyeballs onto your platform. Yes, you can get lucky every now and then with Squid Games, which is a single camera shoot with a bunch of people in no costume in a warehouse. But that is not the rule. So the benefit for Netflix is to try to retain subscribers, retain that revenue base, and for Microsoft is to have a platform to sell ads into and to have a partner in the streaming vertical. Although I think, you know, you can question whether this is investable and whether this industry is maturing and whether we're going to see a wave of consolidations. Being the first mover isn't always the best thing. Sometimes it's the second mover that wins, and it'll be interesting to see how Microsoft fares in this.
Tom, is there anything we can compare this to elsewhere in streaming and how that has worked?
Well, there are a lot of companies you haven't heard of that do marketing for streaming services that go out and try to drive subscriptions and do online social media and that kind of thing. But becoming an ad agency for over the top, you know, for an over the top partner exclusively is going to be new for Microsoft. They've gotten out of the display space on the web, but they're actively engaged. It's about, I think, 6 to 10% of their revenue is actually advertising based. So this is going to give them that opportunity using some of their platforms, AWS and other things, to leverage some of that and to try to get to be a little bit of a bigger player in the ad space. And like I said, it's going to be interesting to see going into a recession how that plays out.
And Tom, what is this going to mean for subscribers or people who are thinking about a streaming service and maybe looking for a cheaper alternative to what Netflix offers now?
You know, it might be the right choice going into a recession if people are looking to save a buck. My big question is, are they going to put the premier stuff, the Stranger Things, behind another firewall at some point? So not only are you paying for a subscription and watching ads like cable TV did so successfully for so many years, but you're not getting access to the premium content. So I'm going to be interested to see if there's a tier and another tier, or if they're going to roll it all out and basically just say you can pay less and watch some ads. Some of that is a technology question as they set up their streaming services, and I think that too is where maybe AWS comes in on this to be able to parse and have different branches of this service rolling out to different people through the nodes in their internet providers. That's kind of taking a deep dive into the weeds, but I think it's a consideration, and it's going to be interesting to see if people gravitate to this and if it's enough to improve the revenue picture in light of expensive programming costs to make it work it for both parties.
That's Tom Lason, the media analyst out of Seattle. Check out his Twitter page at Tom Lason. Still ahead on Technology Thursday.